Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, it's Friday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know when you hear that song, it's always sunny in the studios here, when Eldon Scott from Sunny's Barbecue is here. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing today?
Good. It always makes my day because Eldon is always wearing his red shirt with the white fringe and his Sunny's cowboy hat on and ready to go. You are the busiest person on the planet.
I'm sure there's busier people.
I don't know. I watch your Facebook page and I think, oh my goodness, this man is everywhere.
I'm just trying to be like Brent Lane. That's all.
You guys, I don't know. He might have some serious competition now. If you don't know, Eldon is the official, and I love this title, Chief Kindness Officer. Is that not the best
title in the
world?
Who knew you could grow up and be a professional nice guy?
Right. I love this. So how have you been? What's been going on?
Been good. It's been a busy, busy week. You know, May is National Barbecue Month. So
is it really?
It is really National Barbecue Month. So
we're all in trouble.
Spring is here in full swing. And then, of course, this week has been just a crazy week. It's been... we've done nurses appreciation, so we did free meals for nurses on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's so cool. Hats off to all of our nurses. Yeah. We do appreciate you, and not enough, I don't think. But
you know, and somebody said something about like, well, why do I appreciate the nurses? I'm like, well, you don't appreciate them until you need to appreciate them.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
gosh, how could somebody think that?
You know, you don't
Smack
think about it until, you know, until like life happens and and you need somebody, right?
Oh, my
so
gosh,
I was just like, yeah, I mean, that's a good reason. And then, of course, it's Teacher Appreciation Week also.
Right up there with the same.
And,
I mean,
you know,
taking care of our children.
Yeah. And that was one of the comments was on one of my Facebook posts about nurses appreciation. Mm-hmm. And it said, who taught the nurses? And I said, well, we formally do teacher appreciation at the beginning of the year as a company. So we do give back for teachers at the beginning of the year. So our formal give back for teachers at the beginning of the year. I know this is Teacher Appreciation Week. So I've been doing a lot of barbecue meals for teachers. I went out to Longleaf Elementary School yesterday. Escambia County Schools, they have a mental health program, so partnered with that program to treat the teachers there at Longleaf Elementary School. And so
that's excellent. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. That's just
so many things going on.
I mean, you really, you really do, and I'm being corny now, but you really do bring sunshine in when you come in and you got a huge meal of Sonny's Barbecue and drinks. So you bring everything, and it makes people smile. It just has
everybody
to make
loves a good
smile.
Everybody loves a good slow smoke barbecue meal.
Yes, sir.
That's been smoked all night long at 210 degrees.
Absolutely.
Hand pulled.
All right, here we
go.
This is
that good
to me.
Sunny sweet sauce.
Every Friday he makes me hungry. Every Friday. If you've got a question for Eldon about Sonny's Barbecue or any of the things that he's involved with, you can just text it in at 850-437-1620. For someone maybe that doesn't know where your stores are located, maybe we should talk about that right off the bat.
Definitely got to talk about them. So you're going to get all these cravings listening to the show. So don't worry. We open at 10:45 today. You'll be able to come and get that slow smoke barbecue starting at 10:45 every day. And we do have four locations here in the News Radio listenership. So we have our Pace, Florida location, which is right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement store. Then we have our 9th Avenue location, which is just south of Creighton Road, kind of tucked back behind the AutoZone right there by the airport runway next to that firehouse there. Mm-hmm. So if you know where that's at. And we do have a banquet room. So if you're still planning those graduation parties, definitely reach out to us. You can reach out to me personally on Facebook.
And you don't
Scott.
Charge for those.
And we don't charge for the banquet room. All we ask is that you buy the food. So as long as the reservation's open and it's available, it's just the cost of the food for that room. So
okay, and I'm
no
sorry I interrupted you. Tell your email again.
No problem. You can reach out to me personally on Facebook, Eldon Scott, or 850-418-3331, or feel free to reach out directly to any of our stores. You can find that information at sunnysbbq.com. And then... We also have our Navy Boulevard location, which also does have a banquet room, and we can host up to about 75 there. Same scenario, no cost for the room, just cost of the food. And, you know, we're very budget friendly. For the food, I mean, you can probably like $12 a person.
And, that's great.
You know, you get a basically, I don't want to say a full buffet, but you're going to get, you know, your proteins, your sides, your drinks, and get it all covered and get everybody fed well. Everybody's going to have a good time.
It sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, definitely fun. And then we have our Shelley Road location, which is located just off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10. So okay. We have that other location there. So four locations. We do also have a location in Mobile. That's off on Schillinger Road, and then also Fort Walton Beach off of Beale Parkway. So we have those other two locations that are also part of our family of companies.
I love it. I love it. Barbecue wherever you go.
Hey, we're here. If there's anywhere that Sonny's is, it's the state of Florida. And it's Founders Month, and we're excited about that. If you've not taken advantage of the Founders Month special that we have going on right now, what are you doing with your life? I don't know.
Oh, please, Eldon, tell us about the Founders
absolutely,
special.
Absolutely, Meg. So the Founders Month special is every Wednesday going through the rest of the month of May. And so it's a $7 pork big deal. So you're going to get your pork sandwich. You can get it on a bun or garlic bread with your choice of a side and a drink for $7. So that is an amazing deal. I said it this morning, had the Chamber of Commerce ambassadors meeting. I said the only deal that's better is free. But yeah, $7 every Wednesday, you can get that pork big deal. And then we also have a pork and rib special. It's going to come with a portion of pulled pork, three ribs, two sides, and your choice of bread for $11. So it's the 7-Eleven Founders Day special. I don't know. I might be trademarking on somebody. I don't know. So, but $7 for that pork big deal or $11 for the pork and rib special. And that's a great deal. So take advantage of those every Wednesday. If you've not been in the Sunnies in some time, please come visit us. You know, we've done remodels. Unfortunately, I know somebody's going to surely ask in a few minutes, where's the salad bar? You know, salad bars are no longer there. That is a very common question. And unfortunately, COVID kind of killed that cat. And can we say that on radio? Killed the cat?
You can't on this
not
station.
Not for the Humanity Society.
There's another station next door that we can't say that. By the way, I just have to throw out a little shout out to our friends Brent and Mel, who won Personalities of the Year. They were up there accepting the awards today.
I saw that. Saw all the pictures.
Really exciting stuff.
Videos. So yeah, that's a big deal.
Hats off to them. All kidding aside, a lot of hard work went into that.
So. Oh, for sure. Everybody works hard around here. There's no question about that.
This is true. Okay, so Founders Day, Wednesday, take advantage. I have a comment here that someone just sent in that you might want to hear.
Okay.
To make your Friday go well. I love this comment. It says, it is obvious that Eldon Scott is a gentleman and a scholar whose kindness and intelligence are exceeded only by his charm and good looks. Hooray for Barbecue Day. So thank you. I'm not sure who that is. I don't know
who it is either.
Have a name, but it's okay. Thank you for that, because I agree 1,000%. He is charming and smart and does such a great job in promoting and representing science.
Well, you know, company value number one is to do cool things and have the most fun.
I love that value.
And I just take that very, very seriously.
You do.
You know, I got to rappel off the Studer Community Institute building, and people were like, why would you do that? I'm like, why would you not do that, right?
Well, I can think of a lot of reasons. I saw your picture, and there's a picture of Eldon as he's sort of leaning back, and he's on top of the building.
That was a little scary, I'm not going to lie.
And so he's leaning back. And he hasn't gone yet. That's the moment that I would probably have a heart attack right there. That one last leap before you go off the edge. And that's high. That building is high.
It is really high. And you don't think it's high until you're up there. And then you're like, wait a minute, this is really high.
Yeah, how was that?
It was a lot of fun. It was really good. All in support of our Gateway, you know, so which is a program that helps people with developmental disabilities to, be integrated. Great cause, amazing cause. Mr. Stephen Rampersad. MSC, they do a great job, just engaging in the community and helping to get those members of our community get the resources and plugged in and a feeling of value, right? And so that's the kindness part, right? Where you're making sure that everybody's coming along for the ride.
It seems to be a theme.
Being engaged
morning.
In the community. So.
For sure. But I love the pictures, and hats off to you.
Yeah. You know, I felt a little nervous, and I didn't realize how nervous I was until I got on the ground. And I got on the ground, and I took a deep breath, uh-huh. and I realized my hands were trembling.
Absolutely. Yes.
They were just trembling. So, and it took an hour to like really just calm down from the, I guess, the adrenaline of doing it all.
Well, it's not natural to leap off a tall building.
No, it's not at all, for sure.
Even if you're hooked up and everybody's telling you, oh, this is safe. But my mind goes, I'm going to be the one person that something happens.
Yeah. So. Well, I went later in the day, so I felt very confident. Like everything
they
was
had
good.
It all,
and it was, they had such a great team. It was an amazing experience.
Well, see, that's so funny because I think of the job description for chief kindness officer. I'm not sure that they had you leaping off buildings in the job description.
You know, all for community.
I love it.
All for community and barbecue.
Gotcha. Okay. So you also have some things going on. We have with the spring menu, right?
And yeah.
It's a little bit different.
Spring menu still in full swing. Yesterday I was out, you know, talking with some of the local hotels over by our Shelley Road location, and we started a new hotel partner program. So if you got some family coming in town, staying over there, we got some coupons there at the local hotels. You can grab them, come see us. But one of the ladies that was running, Kim, was at one of the hotels and met me at Hogfest and tried our peach cobbler because we were sampling the peach cobbler at the Hogfest.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I need a whole pane of that. I was like, well, I thought she wanted the peach cobbler egg rolls.
Oh.
And so she was like, no, I just want a pane of peach cobbler. And I was like, well, we can make that happen. I said, but have you had the peach cobbler egg rolls? And she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, we have peach cobbler egg rolls. And she was like, I was like, give me 20 minutes. I'll be right back. So I drove back over to the store, got an order of peach cobbler egg rolls made, brought them back to her. She's from Chilton County, Georgia.
Oh, boy.
So she's a critic, right?
Well, yeah, she knows her peaches.
She knows her peaches.
Peach
if
State.
Anybody knows peaches, Chilton County, that's mm-hmm. where they come from. Mm-hmm. It is the peach capital of the world,
absolutely.
From my understanding.
Yeah,
at least she claimed it anyway.
Not surprised.
And so she tried those peach cobbler egg rolls. She was like, oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Where have these been? Please tell me these aren't going off the menu. And I was like, I hope they're not. But unfortunately, as scheduled right now, they are going off the menu at the end of the month. So get into Sonny's Barbecue. Come swing through one of our drive-thrus.
Mm-hmm.
Get those peach cobbler egg rolls if you've not had them. We also do have this peach barbecue sauce on the chicken wings. It's so good. It's sweet on the front end, peachy. And it's got that little bit of heat on the back end. It's delicious. So come see us. If you've not had our slow smoked wings, also, again, what are you doing with your life? Come see us at Sonny's, at one of our four local locations here in the News Radio listenership.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the other thing we have is the brisket grilled cheese. That was one of my longtime favorites.
That's what
I had yesterday.
How is that fit?
So it's chopped brisket on garlic bread with a little bit of queso and cheddar cheese with some of our barbecue sauce.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
It is a great sandwich. So
that sounds really good.
Always, even previous to me working at Sonny's, that was my go-to sandwich.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be on the menu all the time, but now right now it's just on this spring seasonal menu.
Gotcha.
And then that golden chicken tender barbecue sandwich as well is very good.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Again, you've done it to me again.
Oh,
I'm starving now.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking with Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue here on Pep Talk. It's always sunny here on Friday mornings. And we have a giveaway, I believe.
Yeah.
So
last week, I got to meet our winner.
Oh, how cool.
It was Ms. Carol. So I just happened to be in the restaurant. She was there with a couple of her friends, and she was there getting her family feast that she had won.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to give away another family feast. And, you know, they had the pulled chicken, the pulled pork, chopped brisket, turkey. They had, you know, four meats there. They had the three sides, the bread. I mean, just a big old feast. And they all enjoyed it. It took most of it home, to be perfectly honest.
It's a lot of food. Yeah, it's a lot of food.
We say it's enough to feed 4 to 6 people, and mm-hmm. it really is. You know, and if you're not a big eater, you know, you can probably get 8 meals out of it.
It does look like that. It's pretty big.
It is quite the feast. So we're going to give another one of those away today.
We want to do that now. We want to get started on that.
Yeah, let's
What's
say
the question?
The third person to text in Navy Days.
Which is this weekend, starting
that
today.
That is this weekend.
All right.
Starting today, they got the golf tournament going on. We did some prizes for the folks that are out of the golf tournament. Mm-hmm. Village, Mr. Shishati, Captain Shishati.
Yeah.
We got him some prizes for the golf tournament. He's coordinating that today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not there because I'm here,
okay.
Or else I'd be there. Mm-hmm. And so.
And the rain's holding off a little bit, so that's good for the golf tournament. They have the gala tonight. And then tomorrow, the big parade, which will be up near Plaza de Luna.
Sonny's Barbecue will be downtown.
Excellent.
Selling some sandwiches and doing some slow smoke barbecue. So come see us down there if you're down for the Navy Days downtown, Plaza de Luna. You can find us down there, and we'll be serving up the queue.
Sounds good to me. Okay, text in your answers at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620.
There we go.
All right.
What else do we need to cover? Let's talk about catering. So,
yes, you know, it is
graduation. It is graduation time. You're having all those parties going on. Definitely reach out to us. Any of our stores who can take care of you. We like to say we have three ways that we cater. So we can do pickup catering, we can do delivery, and then we can also do full service setup and serve. So we do a lot of weddings, corporate events. So you can give us a call at any of our locations. Or again, you can reach out to me directly, 850-418-3331, and we'll get you set up, whatever you need to do. Whether it need it be that you need 5 pounds of pulled pork, like I had a phone call for earlier this week. Hey, I got a birthday party, and I just need 5 pounds of pulled pork. No problem at all. We get you set up and pick up time. You just come pick it up and pay at the store. I can send you a payment link. To get that paid for in advance if you have somebody else picking up. So we try to work with everybody.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have a winner.
We got a winner.
We've got a winner. It's Kaylee. Congratulations. She had the right answer in Navy Day. She says she wrote in here from Pace. So Kaylee, you're, and I'm, it's K-A-I-L-E-Y. So I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Congratulations.
But what I'll do is
Kaylee,
send you an email when the show is over, and then we'll get you that gift certificate.
There we go.
So congratulations. And tell us one more time what's in the family feast.
Yeah. So you're going to get like basically a whole chicken's worth of chicken. Mm-hmm. You can get a pulled, you can get a whole, and you get your chopped brisket, sliced turkey, and your pulled pork. And then you're going to get three shareable sides. The sides are more than enough for all the folks. And then your bread and a gallon of tea.
Okay, that sounds
great.
It
is a family feast.
And what's the, what is the price on that usually?
$52.
Okay, which is great for that many people. Oh, my goodness.
It is. It's a great deal.
All right, and, congratulations, Kaylee.
Miss Carol, who came in, she was like, well, they're not technically my family, but they're like longtime friends.
Aww.
So listen, just because they're not actual family doesn't mean you can't share it with them.
Yes.
You know, so if you just got a group of people to feed, and we like to say at Sunny's, they come in as strangers, but they leave as family.
Oh, there you go.
So
there you go. That works.
We're all family around here. Pensacola family.
Yep. Absolutely. So we've got a lot going on this weekend. So the Navy Days, you're going to be at that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Also, just want to throw out a shout out to the Pensacola Beach Chamber. They've got their Art and Wine Festival going on tomorrow, which will be on the boardwalk on Pensacola Beach. Plenty of wine.
Sounds
Maybe
like
even going to have some distilleries there, plus over 20 artists. So you can take your mom out.
Very
for
nice.
The day. Take her, buy her a little something, a little painting, a little art.
Don't forget mom.
That's right. So that's a fun thing to do tomorrow.
I already got my shopping list. Not even going to lie about it. That's on my to-do list today to take care of moms and the family.
Yeah, gotcha. Guys, gals, everybody, tomorrow, Sunday's the day.
Yep.
So definitely get your shopping done. And you could do a gift certificate to Sonny's.
A gift certificate? Bring mom to Sonny's.
Yes.
What? I mean, bring mom to Sonny's and get her a gift certificate. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. A little bit of
both. I mean, a little gift certificate and a bouquet of flowers. I mean, what says I love you, Mom, more than flowers and a gift certificate from Sonny's Barbecue?
I think we're on to something.
I don't think. I know.
Okay. What time are you going to be out at Navy Days tomorrow?
We'll be out there early. We got to get out there, set up before they close all the streets down. But I think we're going to start serving a lunch probably around 10:30.
Okay.
Until the end of it. So, yeah.
That sounds great.
It's going to be a long, long day, but it should be a lot of fun and get to meet all the folks out in the community that got the parade going on. I think they have a 5K going on. I don't know if Captain Chris is right.
It's actually a 4K.
It's a 4K.
Yes, just a little bit shorter, which is good.
It'd be good for me.
That's right. Makes it, opens it up to some other people that could do the further distance. So, yeah, it's a 4K I found out yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
All right. That sounds like fun.
So now you also, we've got Founders Days special going on Wednesdays. You have things going on. But just for fun, mention the things that are always happening, because I know Saturdays you have a special deal. Mondays you have a special deal. So maybe let people know about that too.
Well, let's talk about our app. So always just go ahead and you can go to sunnysbarbecue.com. You can navigate through there, or you can go directly to your app store, whether your iPhone or Android. Mm-hmm. You can just search Sonny's Barbecue and you can download the app. We're always going to get the most amount of rewards through our app. So definitely go ahead and get that. Take advantage. You start building points. Every time you come to Sonny's, you're going to get a little extra coming back to you. So don't miss out on that opportunity. But yes, every Saturday we have kids and grandkids eat free. So that's one kid's meal.
I just think that's the best. I do. Every time he mentions it, just Saturday, it's perfect. And so often, the grandparents inherit the kids on the weekend.
To give mom and dad a little break.
Yeah. Take them to Sonny's.
Yeah, bring them to Sonny's. Kids eat free. Mm-hmm. It's an adult a free kid's meal with an adult entree purchase. So every Saturday at all of our local stores here. So definitely take advantage of that. Kids love those ribs, that mac and cheese. So that's a good one. We do hot dogs too. So if you got that picky kid, we do have hot dogs.
I did not know that.
Yep. Hot dogs, burgers. We got a really good burger. If you've not had a Sonny's grilled burger, you should definitely check that one out too.
And you also have great salads, by the way.
Amazing salads.
I just mentioned that too.
We call it the Garden of Eden. I know we don't have the salad bar anymore, but we do have some great salads. A friend of mine who's also a friend of my boss, Scott, Brandon, he came in and he was like, I need to get a salad. I was like, dude, get a salad. Like, you'll like it. And
yeah.
So he was like, well, this is a great salad. I'm like, yeah, it's a great salad.
Because you don't think of that off the bat.
Yep.
But right now it's almost bathing suit time. So I'm definitely looking for places that have great salads. And y'all do.
Yeah. Last summer, Admiral Quinn, we had the ship commissioning. So Admiral Quinn, DQ, what most people call him.
Uh-huh.
He comes to Sonny's on Navy Boulevard often, and he always gets a barbecue turkey salad. So
really?
That's his go-to every time. So he gets that turkey salad with chopped. So if you're treating him to lunch or something one day, chopped turkey barbecue salad, and, that's his go-to. So we have great salads. So just because we don't have the salad bar doesn't mean we can't take care of you on the salad front. Had a funny conversation in the Chamber of Commerce ambassadors meeting this morning, and they said, somebody said, hey, I think I can, my business is for everybody. And I said, me too. And then somebody said, well, now what about the vegetarians? And I was like,
I get
selfies from vegetarians that are going through the drive-thru, mm-hmm. getting potato salad or getting banana pudding and getting macaroni and cheese, you know. And so I feel like we have something for everybody. Of course, we do that slow smoke barbecue, smoking at 210 every night for at least 12 hours, and that good bark on that brisket and all those things. So, but yeah, we got a little something for everybody.
Okay, and then you also do something to start the week out.
Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches.
On Mondays.
Every Monday.
Yes, sir.
In our drive-thru. So all of our locations in the local area do have a drive-thru. So you can just come right on through the drive-thru, get that buy one, get one free.
Yes.
Buy one, get
Say
one
that
free.
Fast three times.
Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday. So
buy one, get one free. Okay, that sounds great.
It's a great deal.
All right, so Founders Day, a lot going on this month.
It is. Oh, it's National Barbecue Month and just all the things. And so... And teacher appreciation, which we do appreciate, and the nurses. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, we appreciate everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Law enforcement officers, and we have
and
specific
Navy
days. Navy days,
our Navy veterans and all veterans, really.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great weekend again.
Got Memorial Day coming up. You know, a lot of people getting together and celebrating. That's a great opportunity.
Well, I was thinking, too, when you were talking, because they do have these nice spaces where you could actually have gatherings. There's two different mm-hmm. banquet hall rooms. One's 40 people. The other one's around 70.
Yep.
But that's perfect if you were having a graduation party or
perfect
any kind
that.
Of a
yeah,
an
we
event.
Do, especially at our Navy Boulevard store, a lot of times they do pinning ceremonies. They have military type stuff there. You know, civic groups, whether you're having a... We had a bunco night there the other night, a couple weeks ago.
That's good.
We have a church meeting at our 9th Avenue location every Tuesday. I guess mm-hmm. they're having some changes at the church and new building or something. And so every Tuesday they're having a Bible study in the banquet room and they do lunch. And, you know, we've got 30, 40 guys that come in there. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to get people together. So definitely take advantage of those banquet rooms. They're a great no-cost
That's what's
no
amazing
cost
about it.
For I mean,
you're
the
not
room,
you don't have rental fees.
And you got to eat anyway. So why not come eat some slow smoke barbecue
Absolutely.
At Sonny's and get together with your people?
I'm sold. I may have to go through the drive-thru.
I know you're sold, Meg. We're trying to sell the people listening.
Right? Okay. So
we're trying to serve the people that are listening.
True.
We want to provide the opportunity. At Sonny's, we believe in good Southern hospitality. We want to take care of everybody that comes and dines with us, whether it be in the restaurant or be out in the community where mm-hmm. we're doing some catering or doing events. Next week, we got some hospitals that we're taking care of as hospital
nice.
Week. So we got some big things going on there. So excited about those. Those are always a lot of fun. Kick it up a notch, as good old Emerald used to say, and just have a little bit of fun with everybody. It's a good time. So,
all right, my friend, it's almost time to go.
Oh,
so, your phone number, how people can reach you.
Yeah. come visit us at sunnysbbq.com, or you can reach out to me personally, 850-418-331. And always having fun spreading the spirit of barbecue. Appreciate you, Meg.
It's always sunny when you're here.
It's Ellen. Always sunny's here.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Stick around because we've got more exciting things to talk about right here on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.